It used to be you would Google side hustle ideas, you would Google ways to make extra money, and you would get these very generic lists because the bloggers like myself who created those lists, like, we don't know you. We've got our own experience. We talked to a lot of other side hustlers, and so we'll throw a bunch of ideas at you and maybe something sticks. What's funny is after 650 interviews, it's really, really rare to find somebody when I say, well, how'd you come up with that idea? It's really rare to find somebody who says, well, I Googled side hustle ideas and I scrolled down to number 17 on the list and was like, bingo, that's the one. A little bit of a different one for you today. This is an episode I did with my friend Allison Baggerly from the Inspired Budget podcast on a really important topic, coming up with side hustle ideas that are personalized and tailored to you. And how we're going to do that with Allison as our guinea pig is by feeding a very specific prompt into ChatGPT. You can download the free worksheet that we used to generate that prompt at sidehustlenation.com/Allison, or just follow the link in the show notes for this episode. Ready? Let's do it.
Okay, so you are a side hustle expert. I don't know if you'd call yourself an expert, but I'm going to call you an expert. And I know that right now people are struggling financially. And so many people are turning to really thinking outside the box, looking for ways to make extra money, whether it's just like a temporary fix where they're just wanting to do something for a couple of months, or it's something that's long lasting that they take on a whole new thing in addition to their 9-to-5. I'd love to know where people should begin when it comes to brainstorming side hustle ideas, to think outside of like driving Uber and, I don't know, medical script transcription kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah. And all of those would still be under the side hustle umbrella. And so you've got a couple different options or levels to play the game at. The first is very much plug and play. It's Uber, it's DoorDash, it's Rover, it's Airbnb. It's largely app powered, not a ton of specialized skills required. The platforms are doing a little bit of the marketing for you. Yes, follow the best practices, set up your profile the right way, all that stuff. Seed it with some positive reviews if you can. But by and large, it's going to be dictated by what DoorDash is paying that day. You know, you don't have a lot of say, and it's a lot of times dictated by how many hours can you put in. Absolutely viable stopgap options. I need to make an extra $250 this weekend. Sure, go for it.
Is that because you get the money pretty quickly? It's like you're not having to put in work. You don't have to put in time to in turn make money.
Yeah, and you don't usually have a ton of startup costs where it's just you can get started quickly. It's quickly to hit, fast to hit that money milestone. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're putting wear or tear on your car, but it's like, well, I have to pay for that immediately.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
exactly.
they're gonna pay. So there's stuff like that that is a viable way to fill a gap in the budget if you need to. The next level is a little bit more complicated, and it's almost like starting your own mini business. And there you may have certain startup costs. You may have a longer time horizon to go out and get your first customers. And we can get into all of that, like different business models. But the big three that we see over and over again on the Side Hustle Show are product businesses, service businesses, and then audience or content-based businesses. Mm-hmm. And the first couple are, you know, relatively quick to start, where, you know, service business, I can stick my neck out and say, well, now I'm a freelancer that does fill in the blank service. I can solve this problem. I go out and find customers and I'm off to the races. Product business, a little bit more complicated, especially if you're like inventing something or importing something, but it could be, you know, starting at the very simplest, just decluttering stuff from your garage or attic and making some extra money that way. Even the stuff that we offload on Facebook Marketplace, it feels free to me because it's like, well, we weren't using it anymore. It's like somebody just gave me $100 for that.
I'm going to be honest. With Facebook Marketplace, I've come to a point where I would rather just give things away for free and not have the headache of having to find people and take the pictures and all of those things. So a lot of times when we want to get rid of stuff, which I will say that we're very minimal, so we don't have a lot of stuff to get rid of anymore. It's really just like if the kids grow out of things, I'm like, just put it on the curb and post it in Nextdoor. And someone just comes and picks it up.
Free, make it go away.
I mean, really, like I'm like, just get it out. Just get it out of the house. I know we did that with an old Christmas tree. We upgraded a Christmas tree to a newer, better one. And yeah, we could have sold a Christmas tree for $25. But I said, just put it on Nextdoor. My husband did. And it was it ended up being a single dad. It was his first Christmas alone with his kids in an apartment, and he was able to come swing by and pick up a Christmas tree, which I thought was was great. So there is definitely a balance for me in that, but
no, speaking, well, hold on. There's a whole other side hustle right here. Okay. And people, as soon as you list something for free, those freebie seekers, they're hitting refresh in the app, I don't know, all day long, because it's instantly you start getting messages about it. And we like, when we were moving, somebody came and picked up this dresser, and you know, it's like an IKEA thing, and the particle board is in questionable shape. They had this van loaded up with stuff. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I think they spent the whole day collecting free stuff from people on Facebook, people on Craigslist. I have to imagine that flipping it was their business. I don't think they were trying to furnish a place or anything. It looked just based on the randomness of everything that was in there.
That's true. I had never really thought about that. Maybe he was lying. Maybe he wasn't a single dad who needed a Christmas tree for his kids. Maybe he was just a flipper and he was flipping Christmas trees left and right, fixing the lights that no longer work in them. But that's
interesting. There's a niche for everything. I met somebody at FinCon who said he paid his way through college flipping lawnmowers. And maybe he had some repair know-how and that was his little specialization.
Okay. I know that my husband and I, way back when we were first married, we purchased a washer and dryer for someone that would flip washer and dryers. They would buy them after they broke, and not the ones that have like the computer system in it, but just like the standard ones. And so we literally went, the simpler ones, the ones that last longer, the ones that are better. And we went to a storage unit and just purchased a washer and dryer, like walked around and found a washer and dryer we liked and purchased one. So we've done that. My husband, this is totally random. Now I'm thinking of things. He had a friend who was a teacher that did firework sales. Do you all sell fireworks where you live? Is that legal?
Fireworks are mostly illegal. You can only find them on the Native American reservations up here.
Oh, okay. Well, here, you can shoot fireworks off wherever. I grew up with us shooting off fireworks on Christmas Day. Like that was like a tradition our family had. But
yes, America.
It was a teacher. I know. It was a teacher and he would live there because if you think about it, it fit his schedule. He was off for 4th of July, off at New Year's Eve. And he would essentially like live in his truck right next to the fireworks stand and make a ton of money just two times a year reselling fireworks.
Yeah, that's a great little seasonal business.
It is. Not. I feel like it's dangerous. I don't know. I feel like one person could just throw a match and you just lose your life. Or I don't know. Maybe that's just my anxiety talking. Let's move on from that. And I want to hear what you have been dabbling in and helping people come up with the best fit side hustle for them.
Yeah. So what is really cool is it used to be you would Google side hustle ideas, you would Google ways to make extra money, and you would get these very generic lists because the bloggers like myself who created those lists, like, we don't know you. We've got our own experience. We talked to a lot of other side hustlers, and so we'll throw a bunch of ideas at you and maybe something sticks. What's funny is after 650 interviews, it's really, really rare to find somebody when I say, well, how'd you come up with that idea? It's really rare to find somebody who says, well, I Googled side hustle ideas and I scrolled down to number 17 on the list and it was like, bingo, that's the one. It doesn't usually happen that way. What is more common is trying to find something at the intersection of what you know how to do, what you're interested in, curious about, maybe a network or group of people that you know you might have a foot in the door with, and trying to find that intersection with like a pain or problem in the marketplace and then bring that to market. So if I can bring up my screen, and ChatGPT is a really cool tool for this. So it is kind of starting with some introspective questions like, well, what skills do you have? You start with taking inventory of what you're good at. What have you been paid to do in the past? And if you go to sidehustlenation.com/Allison, you'll be able to grab a copy of this and play around with it yourself. But we'll use this version as a demo version. Do you want to fill this in for yourself as we go?
Yeah, let's do it. Because anyone who's listening, I want them to kind of hear the questions. And we'll just figure out what my side hustle could be.
Okay, let's fill in the blank. My skills include.
Okay, my skills. Okay, what am I good at? What have you gotten paid to do in the past? What's your day job? My skills include public speaking. I would say communicating with others, breaking down concepts in basically teaching, right? It's a fancy way for teaching. Breaking down difficult concepts in a way that's easy to understand. You can put in there teaching, maybe even video editing, although I don't really care to do that. Social media, I don't care to do that either. I have a hate relationship with social media. I would say helping people with their money, walking people through a budget, writing. I've written a book, so I guess that's a skill, right?
Sure.
And my skills also include napping.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Let's wrap the text on that. So the next question is, so that's kind of the skill-based question. The next piece of the puzzle is, well, what do you like to do? How would you spend your spare time if money were no object? What are you curious about? What do you like to do outside of work? Because this can kind of, the last thing that you need is a second job that you hate, that you come to dread. And so it's like, bonus points if you can align a side hustle with something that is fun and interesting to you.
Okay. I like to go hiking, go camping. I like to go walking. I like to walk my dog, but I don't want to be a dog walker.
Sure. So we'll see how much weight it gives to this.
Yeah. I like to walk the dog. I like to hand embroider. I actually have gotten into hand embroidery as a way to keep me from scrolling on my phone. So I'm like working on Christmas ornaments right now for friends and family. I like to do diamond art. I like to do puzzles. I like to read. Let's see.
What's diamond art?
I like to spend diamond art. I have one right here. It's you get little diamonds. I mean, not real diamonds. And it's like paint by number, but with these little diamonds.
Oh, my kid would be into that. He's into like the perler bead type of deal where you like iron it.
You should get. Yes. And so this is great because you get just like a sticky residue and then you just put it on it. It's like literally paint by number. Okay. And I will just sit there and I do this. So I got into it whenever my son broke his jaw and he was home for a while and he needed something to do. And so we bought him this and he was like, I love it. And all these people bought it for him. And then he was like, this isn't fun anymore. And I'm like, you're crazy.
That's usually how it is.
And I started doing it and I would not work. I would like literally sit there all day long and not work. So I don't allow myself to do diamond art anymore because I don't have an off switch. Let's see. I like to read. I like to spend time with friends. I like to work on budgets. Like I really like looking at other people's budgets. I really like hearing about other people's money situations. I guess I like to spend time with my kids, but no one's going to pay me to do that. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm a helper. Oh, I like to help. I like to help my mom organize her house or declutter things. I really do enjoy that. I enjoy like a very nice before and after, like when something's really messy and disorganized and I can spend all day or hours fixing it. And then there's just like a clear before and after.
More side hustle idea prompt engineering, including the big reveal, coming up right after this. 2026 is going to be your year. I can feel it. With our partner Shopify, 2026 is when you finally make it happen. Time to go from ideas and inspiration to action and results. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. In fact, millions of entrepreneurs have already made the leap from household names to dozens of side hustle show guests. You've heard their stories. Now it's time to write your own. Shopify gives you all the tools you need to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, customizable, and proven to convert templates so you can launch fast. Plus, you can use Shopify's built-in AI tools to help you write product descriptions and headlines and even edit your product photos. Marketing is built in too. You can easily create email and social campaigns that reach your customers wherever they're scrolling. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/sidehustle. Go to shopify.com/sidehustle. That's shopify.com/sidehustle. And here you're first this new year with Shopify by your side. Did you know there's a disease running rampant among side hustlers and new entrepreneurs? It's called superhero syndrome. Symptoms include a feeling like you got to do everything yourself, thinking you're the only one who can do it right, and struggling to let go of certain tasks. Does that sound familiar to anyone? But the good news is there is a cure. Our sponsor, Indeed, can help you find the best candidates for the roles you need to fill and find them fast. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. It's true. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed get 45% more applications because every superhero needs an amazing sidekick. That's why for my next hire, I'm using Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Just go to Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show right now and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Cool. I think that'll give that some good stuff to work with. The next question is one that I added recently as a result of a podcast episode we did with Debbie Gartner. She is the flooring girl online, like an expert on carpeting and hardwood flooring. But as a side hustle, she started selling these printable products on Etsy. And the niche that she found was like printable card games, trivia games, and stuff like that. And what she shared was like in high school or for career day, and there was like the what do you want to be when you grow up question. Instantly, the response was game maker, game master. And it was a chance to play game master as a grown up and tap into the search volume and existing demand on the Etsy marketplace. And so this is a question that I added in response to that. It's like, maybe there's something deep seated, you know, what did you enjoy as a kid that could maybe points you around down the path.
Okay. So not a lot of people know this, but when I was a kid, for the longest time, probably until I was in like high school and I was like, this isn't viable, I wanted to be an actress. So being an actress, being on stage, being in theater, doing monologues, that was a big obsession of mine. And then I was like, this seems like a lot of work. Chances aren't likely I'm going to make it. Podcaster. So I'm going to change. Exactly. So I'm just going to be a teacher, I guess.
Well, that's similar. You're on stage all day.
What's the next one?
Okay. Next one is related to your perceived expertise. There's a concept in entrepreneurship called expert enough, where a lot of people suffer from imposter syndrome and like, I don't think I could do that. Who am I to do that thing? But you probably know at least one thing or maybe several things better than the average person. And so this is kind of that expert enough question of what if other people ask you for help with, what comes naturally to you, if you flip it on its head, what do other people irrationally suck at where you're just like, come on, how come you can't figure this out?
Okay. So what comes naturally to me, I would say definitely speaking in front of people, even just off the cuff, not necessarily even going in and knowing like I have this presentation, but even just being in front of people doesn't stress me out, doesn't make me anxious. I mean, helping people with their money, I really think that I balance like an empathy. I'm not going to judge you with basically saying like, we can figure this out. Like being very empathetic, but also action oriented. That's what I meant to say. Like helping people come up with action steps with empathy and not shame, and time blocking, keeping their life organized, setting routines. I love a good routine. Like I thrive off of routines. I don't understand why people struggle with that so much. And then I would also say setting boundaries with other people, but also I feel like I'm good at setting boundaries with other people, but I also feel like I'm good at setting boundaries around my time. I can be very black and white. Like if this is on my calendar and I already put it on my calendar, I'm not going to go do that thing because this is already on my calendar, even if it's something that I could move because I own my own business.
All right. I think that
this feels like it's all over the place here, Nick.
No, I think that will give it enough. I'm just worried about my structure and sentence stuff like that, but I think we're going to be okay. We'll find out. You'll be our guinea pig here. The other thing that's important to feed into ChatGPT is kind of like time constraints and lifestyle constraints. Like, do I have kids at home? Do I need to be present for drop off and pickup? Like what's going on the weekends? Like realistically, how much time could I dedicate to this side hustle project? Because sometimes it'll come up with stuff that is like, that's maybe a great idea, but I don't see how anybody's going to do that with a full-time gig. So the prompt is, in a typical week, I could probably work, fill in the blank hours, and then we could add in some additional context around that.
Okay. I would say 5 hours remote. And it would have to be maybe 5 to 10 hours. I just don't want to do that though. But we'll say, okay. I mean, I have 5 to 10 hours. I'll say that much. 5 to 10 hours remote, maybe partly on a weekend, maybe like 3 hours on a weekend, and then the rest scattered here and there throughout my workday, or like at the tail end of my workday, or maybe like right after I get my son from school and he has an hour to chill, I work. So nothing that would have me like sticking to a specific schedule.
Yeah. All right. So we got that one.
Basically, I want to own my time. Yes. I want to own the schedule.
And then question number 5 is the money question, the income goals. You know, if this thing works, how much do I want to be making from it? How much do you need or want to earn from this?
$1 million.
Okay. You want me to put that in?
$1 million.
No, I mean, we could see what it comes back with.
I mean, $1 million. Could one of the side hustles be studying number patterns to win the lottery? I saw an article about a woman who won the lottery. It could have totally been AI and fake. I didn't click on it. I just saw a headline about how she like played the lottery and she studied number patterns and she won the lottery.
Yeah, there is something. It circulates every time the Powerball gets big, it circulates unlocked. Where it's like, oh, this MIT professor, you know, it's like, okay. But within 6 to 12 months, like you kind of give yourself a little time horizon, and we could adjust this. If you have a tighter time horizon, like within 2 to 4 weeks, I would love to be making, you know, fill in the blank dollar amount.
Okay. I would say in 6 to 12 months, if I'm working 5 hours a week, it would be nice to make $2,000 extra a month. I would say 1,000 to 2,000. Okay. 2,000 would be like, that'd be great. That'd be amazing. Yeah. That's like $100 an hour. Done.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
All right. So now this has filled all this text into the copy and paste prompt here. And hopefully I have structured it in such a way where it's medium complete sentences and not super organized. You can also fill in. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. I want to explain what I'm seeing for anyone who's just listening. So we're in this Google Sheet. And basically, he filled in all of my answers in these green boxes. And then at the very bottom, it took all of my answers and it put it into something that will hopefully make sense that we can copy and paste.
Yes. So it asks ChatGPT, it says, hey, you are an entrepreneurship and side hustle expert, drawing inspiration from Gary Vaynerchuk, Pat Flynn, and Nick Loper. You can, if you go into the cell, you can like edit that. You know, if you have other people that you want to follow, sure.
Can you put your name first? You created this. Your name should be the first person, not the last person, Nick. I would like you to make that change across the board, not just for my example. I know that you're like very down to earth, right, but we're going to put your name first.
All right.
Okay, great.
Should we take it for a trial run?
Yeah. So it just says, can you please help me brainstorm some side hustle ideas? And then it goes into all the skills, what I liked to do.
All right. Let's see what Chatty comes up with for us. All right. So it's going to chew on this for a little bit. It says, you've got a fantastic foundation, a rare combo of people skills, communication skills, money, know-how, and a natural stage presence. That opens a lot of doors for meaningful, flexible side hustles. See, it said flexible, you know, it knows that you have limited time and wants it to be fully remote to hit that $2,000 a month target in under a year. So it starts with some low barrier to entry people. The first one it recommends is money coaching for real people. So that seems right in your wheelhouse there.
Okay. Wait, it also, I was going to say, explain what it's
showing. Yeah, so it says, hey, your offer is one-on-one money coaching focused on budgeting, debt payoff, or building better money habits without shame or jargon, right? That seems right in Allison's wheelhouse. And it even gives kind of a suggested pricing or monetization path here. If you want to do group programs at $500 a month, which I don't know, if people are struggling with their budget, they pay $500 a month, but $150 to $300 for kind of shorter term coaching packages with a couple sessions and some email support, budget reviews. And then it even gives some digital product examples, budget templates or money planners, and what you might be able to charge for those. And it says, hey, if you have 8 to 12 clients at $200, you now all of a sudden you're at your income goal with minimal time commitment here at 4 to 6 hours a week.
Cool.
All right. Positive reaction to money coaching for real people?
I mean, yeah, obviously positive reaction, because then I get to do
the second suggestion is public speaking and presentation coaching. this kind of taps into the, what's the stat? Like, most people fear public speaking more than they fear death. So it's like, okay, there must be something to that.
Really?
It has a suggested offer about nail your next talk, group workshops, or one-on-one coaching for job interview prep, for presentation, or for conference talks. And it says, hey, if I charge $150 times 10 clients a month, now we're at $1,500. And again, mm-hmm. probably is still in that 4 to 6 hours per week time frame.
See, what's interesting is I immediately am like thinking, here's why I can't do that. Like, I have this, like, well, I don't know. I never took a public speaking course. It just comes naturally to me. So like, I can't tell someone else. Like, I'm automatically telling myself why this isn't possible. Do you feel like a lot of people do that when they're thinking?
Yeah, there's that imposter syndrome never really goes away until you do the work, mm-hmm. until somebody pays you to do the thing. And then all of a sudden you're That's like, fair. Oh, I'm actually not bad at this. And then you kind of get in more and more reps. And we actually have some follow-up prompts so we could go and ask, because it's like, okay, that's cool, but what next? What would you do? And you can even ask ChatGPT, which one would you choose? But we'll get into that. And so, yeah. So far, it's kind of focusing on coaching, like service-based businesses, but it's suggesting time blocking and productivity coaching. Mm-hmm. Everybody is overwhelmed. Lots of people pay for personalized systems to make their life better. And so this is another viable one where it's like, okay, could we create a four-week program for $200 or $300 and we attract kind of a cohort-based group where we mm-hmm. go through this together and we set up your life plan and time blocking and make something that's sustainable. I think this is a pretty viable one too. It's even suggesting 30-minute time audit as a lead magnet. So it's already thinking through some of the potential next steps here. This is pretty good. It suggests a podcast channel for you or a YouTube channel called Money Made Simple.
Done. I already have a podcast.
There you go.
Channel.
Done.
Cross it off the list.
Initially start small, but can scale over time, of course. Number five is decluttering and productivity coaching hybrid. People don't just want a clean space. They want a system and a mindset shift, kind of marrying those two skills together.
I like that. See, it says it's having like a virtual, it could be a virtual or in-home. Like, I would want to go in someone's home and be like, let's do this. Like, I want to get my hands dirty and do that.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It gives a suggestion to potentially niche it down because it does seem kind of broad. It says focus on busy moms, focus on neurodivergent adults, focus on people downsizing or empty nesters downsizing. I think picking one of those markets mm-hmm. would be a way to stand out.
That's cool. Okay.
The sixth one is the Accountability Buddy subscription fund plus passive-ish. This actually reminds me, we came across a business that was called Boss as a Service, and it was essentially this. It was for solopreneurs, freelancers, people who like suddenly don't have a boss looking over their shoulder at a cubicle, and they would pay this Boss as a Service thing to like send accountability messages, to send text follow-ups, to say, what are my top priorities for the day? Stuff like that. So there's some precedence and some validation for a service just like this.
That's cool. I've never heard of that. That's awesome.
Yeah, this one, we know Pete McPherson, he said he ran something like this for his community. He called it Most Productive Month Ever. And people were loving it because it was kind of all of a sudden a bunch of solopreneurs who now they had somebody looking over their shoulder. All of a sudden they were accountable to certain deadlines and goals that they set.
Okay. I want you to say, I don't want to do anything with coaching. What if I were to say, I don't want to do anything with like coaching people? That seems so silly because so much of my thing has to do with people, but I'm just thinking of someone that might be like, I don't even know how to set that up. I'd have to have an email list. I have to do all these things. Like, what if it was instead of like virtual, like actually physically being with people, helping them?
Okay. Would you consider virtual coaching? I don't want to do any one-on-one coaching.
If I were to have a side hustle, I already do so much of that, like the coaching and the talking, that I almost wouldn't want to do that. I would almost want to break from that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Find something. I mean, that's why like my wife is an engineer for her day job and she goes to take pictures as her side hustle. Or so people in corporate, like, oh, I bartend at weddings. And it's just like a complete break.
Yeah. So I almost feel like if I were to do a side hustle, I want it to be something like, let my creativity muscle work. So I'm even thinking of like going and working at a pottery studio. Can I just go? I'll just go and work at a pottery studio and I'll get paid and money and learning how to do pottery. Like, I don't know, just something like that. But okay. Then that means I have to physically go in places and things like that.
Yeah. And you can turn on voice mode and you can just have this conversation with ChatGPT. But I said, look, I don't want to do any one-on-one coaching. What else have you got? I'm looking for something a little more creative. Let's see what it comes back with.
So it's important to keep in mind that the AI-assisted idea brainstorming really is step one. It's a starting point. But here's what's really cool is now you can start to clarify what you're really looking for or hone in on certain ideas. And so we're going to hear what kind of creative ideas it came up with for Allison right after this. As a business owner, you worked hard to make that phone ring, but missing a business call, it's like watching money fly right out the window. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O. It's the smarter way to run your business communications. Quo is the number one business phone system built for 2025, not 1995. In fact, it's rated the top choice for customer satisfaction with over 3,000 reviews on G2. Quo works right from an app on your phone or computer, and it means your team can share one number and collaborate on calls and texts, just like a shared inbox. And here is what is really cool, because if you can't answer the phone, Quo's AI agent can. It can qualify leads, it can route calls to the right person, and it's going to make sure no customer is ever left hanging. Think of it like having 24/7 support without the 24/7 payroll. More than 90,000 businesses are already running on Quo, from solo operators to growing teams. Try it free when you go to quo.com/sidehustle. That's quo.com/sidehustle. You can even keep your existing number. Quo, no missed calls, no missed customers.
All right. To avoid one-on-one direct hours for dollars coaching, the first thing it is suggesting is that YouTube channel or podcast, which is obviously a fit here. It is suggesting creating and selling digital tools and templates, which I do really like that in the vein of create something once, sell it over and over again. And it kind of scratches that creative itch too, where you get to like be making a thing, even if it's still digital, but you get to be in that maker mindset.
And one of the suggestions, can you go back up, is declutter in a weekend. I like that. 7-day challenge guide with checklists and before and after photo trackers. That one's fun. I like that.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, and it kind of gives you the breakdown of how many sales you would need to make at a certain price point to hit the income goals. And it's kind of cool that it remembers what you told it and it kind of keeps that in mind. And then the third option was a low-cost digital course or workshop, which is adjacent to one-on-one coaching. You got to show up. I mean, I guess you could pre-record it, but you still got to show up and do the thing. Number four is the Money in Life newsletter with a twist. I don't know what's the twist here.
They have some ideas as budget autopsies.
Yeah.
Anonymously break down real budgets.
That's kind of cool. I think that would actually probably be a pretty good YouTube series.
That really would. I mean, I do real people budgets, where I do share people's budgets. I'm recording one after this podcast, but I like the way it's called Autopsy.
Yeah, that's kind of good. This is pretty good branding from just a handful of simple prompts there. Okay. Number five is a challenge business, the 30-day decluttering challenge, 30 days to better speaking confidence, the 21-day budget reset. And so, you know, guiding people through these. And imagine the people we've seen doing challenges. Either the challenge is kind of a free intro sampler platter into their world, and then there's a paid product on the back of that, or people are charging upfront for the challenge. Mm-hmm. And that could be the business or even kind of almost a paid introductory offer to get people in and have buyers in your world. And then there's some higher ticket offer down the road.
It says a creative physical or digital product on Etsy. And it says, oh, it said hand embroidered budget affirmations. I wouldn't do that. But even just creating, like being able to just doodle and create different like hand embroider or using Canva, honestly, patterns, things like that. I do like that a lot. If I were to really enjoy, like what sounds really cool to me is I actually did this for my mom and her siblings is I hand embroidered a picture of my grandmother's 100-year-old house.
Okay.
So almost like taking the, like where people do architecture, things like that, like, oh, your first home you ever bought. People will do like a watercolor or a painting, but doing like a hand embroidery that goes up on the wall. I could see myself enjoying that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you were showing me the little diamond art thing. There's probably a way to take the image of that house or the family mm-hmm. picture or the kid's baby portrait session and like turn that into a diamond art type of thing. I don't mm-hmm. know if people would be into that, but you see people kind of making pixel art out of one by one Legos and like, yeah. That's definitely a thing on Etsy.
It's true. Okay, I like it. Oh, and then they tell me a realistic plan.
You got a realistic
plan. What do they do down here at the, they break it down by months for me?
Yeah, and that's what I would do as an updated prompt too. So it's kind of the, you can ask it for further details on each of them. Well, how would you monetize? Tell me more about number three. You know, how do you see that working? We kind of already did this. Well, I didn't really love the coaching ideas. What else have you got? Any other ideas? You can throw it back. Well, if you were me, which one would you choose? And see which mm-hmm. one it picks. You could see, well, which one of these is likely to be the fastest to hit my income goal. But what you can do, so it kind of started out, you know, month one, month two, here's what I would do. But you could ask for more details and kind of that 30-day get it off the ground action plan. You could say, given the time constraints above, write me a realistic 30-day action plan. And it'll do it. It's really cool.
I think that what's so great about this is it helps you think of things that maybe you wouldn't have thought of before, that like almost like sometimes when you're talking with a friend and they're able to see you in a different light, they're able to see like your gifts and your talents, but we are sometimes blind to them. Same type of thing. Like ChatGPT might be able to see something that's an option that maybe we never even thought of.
Your house drawing or art reminded me of this guy. He was in my book, 1K 100 Ways. And he's kind mm-hmm. of this specialist in these really cool pen and ink architectural drawings wow. where people, exactly what you said, would send him a picture of their family house growing up or some unique building. And he'll do these on a commission basis. And he's, that book came out 2021, I want to say. And so his business has grown quite a bit since then, it looks like, just based on the Instagram following here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What's his name? I want to follow him.
This is Jesse Spencer Smith. Yeah, kind of a niche within the art world.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so you said that you have a link for the spreadsheet where you fill in all the information, right? For us?
Yes.
For our people?
Yes, just sidehustlenation.com/Allison. You'll be able to grab a copy, save it to your own drive, and start playing around with it, see what it comes up with. You can adjust your entrepreneurial influences. You can play around with the different prompts. It's all customizable for you there.
And to do this, we were using ChatGPT. And can you do this on the free version of ChatGPT, do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the free plan.
Oh, okay, great. So then ChatGPT is free. Sign up for a free plan. Get the Google spreadsheet, the Google sheet, and then fill it all in and come up with some different ways to earn some money. I even like the idea of saying, okay, we have 2 months until Christmas. I think by the time this airs, it'll be 2 months till Christmas. Give me different ways I can make $500 in the next 2 months to help yeah. cover some of the Christmas costs. Like for people who didn't save or it's costing more than they had anticipated, using your spreadsheet and ChatGPT to come up with some out-of-the-box things that would work for them.
Yeah, totally. That's a good way to do it. And we did a whole episode on the Side Hustle Show last year on ways to make extra money for Christmas. So we can link up that resource as well.
We did. Yes. And I'll link to that down below in the show notes. Nick, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom, creating this tool that people can use for free to just help them earn extra money, or even honestly, like lean into a passion that could maybe even replace their 9-to-5 job.
Maybe it can become a thing. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed that episode with Nick. I love that he is thinking outside of the box and creating tools that you can use at home to get your juices flowing and figure out other ways to make money. And don't forget to go to sidehustlenation.com/Allison. That's A-L-L-I-S-O-N. And get your copy for free. And then send me the first idea you're going to try. I want to hear what it comes up with. If this episode helped, do me a favor, hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening and leave a quick rating. It really helps more people find the show. I'll be back next week with another brand new episode. Bye for now.
Be sure to check out the Inspired Budget podcast for more with Allison. Grab yourself that prompt generator file. Let me know what kind of cool ideas it comes up with for you. and head into the new year ready to take action. Big thanks to Allison for being my test pilot on this one and letting me share the episode. Big thanks to our sponsors for helping make this content free for everyone. SideHustleNation.com/deals is where to go for all the latest offers from our sponsors in one place. Thank you for supporting the advertisers that support the show. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. So fire off that text message. Let them know, hey, I think you should check this out. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.